Marty, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We start off with a very contentious issue. Wasn't intended to be that way, but it turned out that way. A school safety resolution by the Las Cruces City Council. Folks will remember this has been going on for some time, and you have a story this week about what they eventually passed, which is a big change from what was originally proposed.
Yes, it is. And the original proposal was a couple months ago, and Councilor Vasquez objected to some of the language in that. And he's, as he said, he's a gun owner, and he objected to some of the language. So they had another two more meetings, really, with the public on this. And finally, on Monday the 18th, they passed a resolution which essentially confirms a support for a resolution that the council passed in 2016 calling for the state legislature to support comprehensive background checks for people attempting to buy firearms. Yeah. And so they've kind of put that to bed. But there were some from the public that spoke on both sides of the issue.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, we also have this week a big event happening here in Las Cruces, the Spaceport America Cup. Teams from all over the country and even, I guess, outside the country, right?
Absolutely, and it's pretty fascinating. The more I read about it and look into it, there are just a number of brilliant young men and women of college age, basically, from around the world. Mostly this country, but from others as well, that are here. It's the second annual Spaceport America Cup. Now, this competition it has been going on for some years. It started in Utah. They moved it here last year because of the facilities out at the spaceport. And, of course, our university here also is part of that. And they are going to be launching out at the spaceport through Saturday. And there's 133 teams registered this year, 116 last year. So it's growing, and it's putting Las Cruces on the map in the space industry.
All right. In Southwest Living this week, something that we've been following for some time, the expansion of the Rio Grande Trail. And there's actually a Rio Grande Trail commission, and you have a story. They met in Las Cruces.
June 12th, last week. And they are starting to piece together this trail. It's going to go, when it's finished, from the border of Texas to the border of Colorado, about 470 miles inside New Mexico. About 80 of those miles are in Doñana County, and they're trying to make a real trail out of this. I think it's a why didn't anybody think of this before? Jeff Steinborn, our legislator up from Doñana proposed this a couple years ago, and now the commission is putting together this trail.
All right. In arts and entertainment this week, you have a profile of painter Luis Navarro.
Interesting character. He paints on just about anything, including motorcycles, guitars, aluminum panels. Oh, yeah, and canvas as well. And Mike Cook interviewed him, and he kind of gave his philosophies on being an artist, what it takes and everything. And as we were talking, Fred, he is going to be at the at this event at the Doña Ana Arts Council on Friday, 5:30 to 10:30 in the Bulletin Plaza, along with a band from Mexico and other entertainment and car clubs, bringing 15 lowrider cars to the Arts Council headquarters, as it were, in the parking lot out there. And it's going to be nothing but lowriders. Luis Navarro is going to be involved in that because he's in the exhibition as well. That's been going on all month out there.
And we should mention it's a ticketed event. We only have about 30 seconds left, but you have a commentary you wanted to mention that's in the bulletin this week as well.
Morgan Smith is a writer from Santa Fe, and he has been writing about the border, and he has a pretty touching look at Juarez and given what he calls the assassination of a pastor down there back on June 8th, not long ago. So I recommend it highly on page 7.
I look forward to reading more and learning more about our border city. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Joining us.
Okay.